Why is it so dark in here, Yael?
I'm cutting back on electricity, Don. Our coal-fired electric power plants make a lot of pollution.
What we need is geothermal energy.
Geothermal? Isn't that energy from the ground, like geysers?
Yes. Geysers Field in Northern California is an example. It has had more than a dozen geothermal power plants using steam reservoirs to make electricity for over 40 years.
But that's out west, where it's geologically active. The rest of the country isn't going to be able to use geothermal power.
You don't need erupting geysers to take advantage of the Earth's heat. As a matter of fact, scientists have found many regions to be potential geothermal energy sources. There are low temperature areas, under 300 degrees Fahrenheit, in western states like Utah. In southeastern states like Mississippi, geothermal heat can be drawn up from oil and gas wells. Texas and Louisiana, as well as West Virginia, also look like promising heat sources. Research has shown that at depths of 2 to 6 miles, the eastern two-thirds of the country may be hotter than many places in the west.
2 to 6 miles. I imagine it's easier to use coal or gas for electricity than to drill that deep.
It might be easier, but coal and gas used to generate most of today's electricity are finite resources. The Earth will be producing geothermal heat for millions of years. Scientists estimate that the U.S. can produce 3 million megawatts of geothermal power. That's 10 times what coal power plants produce today. Plus, geothermal is a green power source and doesn't add carbon to the atmosphere the way fossil fuels do.
Geothermal sounds great. I'd love to turn the lights back on.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.